It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Democratic presidential candidates faced off last night in Las Vegas, broadcast by CNN. In that debate in Las Vegas, the candidates were acknowledging that Nevada's caucuses will be held in January for the first time, giving a Western state a bit of the clout that Iowa and New Hampshire have long enjoyed. So Western issues were supposed to get some of the focus. But the real drama was whether Hillary Clinton would bounce back after taking a lot of shots from her opponents in the debate a couple of weeks ago, NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
From the very beginning of the debate, Hillary Clinton made it clear she knew what she was in for.
This pantsuit, it's asbestos tonight.
But Barack Obama didn't seem to care what she was wearing.
What the American people are looking for right now is straight answers to tough questions. And that is not what we've seen out of Senator Clinton on a host of issues.
Obama and Clinton then took each other on over health care, arguing over whose plan was affordable, whose really covered everyone. Substantial concerns that ultimately sounded like this.
He starts from the premise of not reaching universal health care.
Hold on, one at a time.
No, I understand, but look, I'm not going to...
Senator Obama.
Then John Edwards lumped Clinton in with about the worst people he could think of.
She says she will turn up the heat on George Bush and the Republicans. But when the crucial vote came on stopping Bush, Cheney, and the neocons on Iran, she voted with Bush and Cheney.
In the past, Clinton stuck to her front-runner strategy, targeting President Bush and the Republicans, rather than paying attention to which of her opponents was targeting her. That ended last night.
I don't mind taking hits on my record, on issues, but when somebody starts throwing mud, at least we can hope that it's both accurate and not right out of the Republican playbook. Because what I...
If Clinton was going to try out her new aggressive posture, she picked a safe place to do it. She has a huge lead in the polls here. She's ahead of Obama by a margin of more than 2-1. That may have explained some of the boos that came from the crowd when Edwards and Obama went after her. In any case, her strategy last night was far different than the one her campaign seemed to employ after the last debate, with complaints about piling on and Clinton talking about learning to deal with a, quote, boys club. Last night, she insisted she was not exploiting her gender for political advantage.
I'm not playing, as some people say, the gender card here in Las Vegas. I'm just trying to play the winning card. And I understand very well that people are not attacking me because I'm a woman. They're attacking me because I'm ahead. And I understand.
The three-way cage match dominated the first part of the debate. Senator Joe Biden pretended he had given up on the whole thing when moderator Wolf Blitzer finally called on him.
I want Senator Biden to weigh in. Senator Biden.
No.
I want you to weigh in.
Don't do it. No. Don't make me speak.
I want you to. Go ahead.
Senator Chris Dodd and Congressman Dennis Kucinich grew frustrated and occasionally tried to break in. New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson acted like the forgotten man when he finally got his chance.
By the way, I'm Bill Richardson. I'm governor of New Mexico.
One touchy issue that was pivotal in the last debate came up again. That was the question of whether illegal immigrants should be allowed to have driver's licenses. Clinton stumbled badly when the question came up in the last debate, seeming to take two positions at once. Last night, when she was asked if she was in favor, she had her answer down to one syllable.
No.
It was Obama who seemed to struggle with the issue as he tried to explain to Wolf Blitzer the vote he'd cast in favor of driver's licenses for undocumented immigrants when he was in the Illinois State Senate.
I am not proposing that that's what we do. What I'm saying is that we can't be... No. Look, I have already said I support the notion that we have to deal with public safety and that driver's license at the state level can make that happen.
Because this is the kind of question that is available for a yes or no answer.
What was missing from the debate were the highly touted Western issues. There were no questions about water, mining, or land use. CNN's John Roberts asked the candidates about the planned federal nuclear waste repository at Yucca Mountain, about 90 miles from Las Vegas. But just like most Nevadans, all the candidates were against it, so it didn't generate heated discussion. Even when some undecided Nevada voters got to ask questions at the end of the debate, they too wanted to know where the candidate stood on Iraq, Iran, and Social Security. It seems in this presidential election, all politics will not be local. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Las Vegas.